Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow at 20, up to 33 degrees. Johannesburg 19, 31. Polokwane 18, up to 30.
There's a crash on the R21 northbound heading up towards the N1 in Pretoria at the moment. And then there are crashes, R24, N12, Lincoln to Galulis, Bedford View going northbound on the N3, one near Oxford Road on the Mike 1, one near Jan Smuts on the Mike 1 south, and the M2 trying to get into Crown.
In your sport headlines, Ireland captain Caelan Doris available for a key France match this weekend, and Royal AM could have new owners in just 2 weeks.
The Parliament today debated the EFF's motion on the United States' decision to halt foreign aid to South Africa. The party's leader, Julius Malema, called for the debate amid tension between the two countries. The EFF is criticizing the Solidarity Movement's awareness campaigns around farm murders, the expropriation bill, and the basic education bill in America.
Our government must dismiss opportunistic African racist groups exploiting U.S. imperialism to fund their racist fantasies of an independent state. That will never happen.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Health, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, elaborated on the impact of America's decision to cut U.S. aid and PEPFAR funding on both his department and HIV, AIDS and TB programs.
Out of the 52 districts in our country, PEPFAR selected 27 high-burden districts to operate there, and these districts are found in only 8 provinces. There is no high-burden district in the whole of Northern Cape province.
In other news, many spaza shops in the Emfuleni local municipality in the East Rand of Gauteng have been flagged for using counterfeit approvals. Most offenders are reportedly foreign nationals. So the municipality is investigating possible malpractice in the registration process. Here's spokesperson Mojalefa Khadebe.
If officials are involved in any way, consequence management will be initiated against such officials. Emfuleni has zero tolerance for corrupt activities, especially when it is done by officials.
Then we talk about the weather. So the Cooperative Governance Minister, Velenkosini Hlabisa, says there's no need, or rather there is a need, to relocate the people who reside in flood zones to avoid unnecessary loss of lives. This is 21 people were killed in KwaZulu-Natal following floods due to heavy rain in recent weeks. Hlabisa was speaking on the sidelines of national government's oversight visit to the Gauteng province.
We need to take hard decision, especially in KwaZulu-Natal. People living in floodplains need to be reallocated soon before they are washed away as we go forward.
Meanwhile, the Department of Water and Sanitation is actively monitoring inflow water levels at the Vaal Dam. It wants to ensure that the necessary precautions are in place because currently the dam is at 98.99% capacity. So here's the spokesperson, Wisani Mavasa, saying over 61,000 litres of water are being released using the dam 5 valves.
These releases, while they are meant to ensure that the dam's capacity stays within the range of 100 to 103 at the current inflow levels, the water is insignificant in that it will not make the river to overtop the banks.
I'm Adeline Fischer. More news at 6.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers. What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Switching
the positions
for you.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
More music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
It's hard to